said, listen, when it comes to the exception, when it comes to spirituality, when it comes to love, the rule of intelligence will work opposite, right? Here, do you remember the next paragraph? We talked about consequence. Because consequence is there. But not the way your intelligence is looking at it. Second story was about, you don't see but the skin. Your information is superficial. Because what do you see? You see only the surface. Remember? Said when this happened, if a moment arrived, this is the moment of enlightenment, that you realize that this is cheating you. This is talking about the heart, but this cannot know what heart is. If something like that happened, since the cause is lost, begin humble supplication. Start to understand the weaknesses in you. Not that I am weak, not that there is something negative here. There are two sides to the coin. You have some strength, therefore you are alive. You have weaknesses inside. Acknowledge them. One of them is you are addicted to these temporary measures of your intelligence. Therefore, you are different every single day. The people who have seen you 20 years back, if they look at you, they look at you and they have a special smile because you have changed. Although you think you have not, because the changes are there. The only one who doesn't notice the change is the one who is dealing with it. Because you're always there, you think you are the same person. Proudly could give speeches about your personality, which is temporary, which could change. The presence of a holy person could change you entirely without you noticing it, without you knowing about it. This is how the spirituality is. Lament continually, crying, O you who well know, who well knows the hidden things. Remember that you don't see the hidden. You could pretend you know them. You could pretend you are witty and this and that. But there are things that you don't see. You need something else. You need, when you go home, you need the connection between your home and the power line. Therefore, the lights could come on. If that connection is disconnected, doesn't matter how many lamps you have, how many keys and things like that. It's not there. You need it. And this doesn't ruin your independence and privacy in your home. But without this connection, you are not. We are connected to each other. Without that connection, you live in the darkness. There is this drunkenness that Rumi talks about. Drunkenness that will change all your feeling, passion, compassion, and receiving and transforming the information. Let's talk about that. You see, he draws a story, but this is more important. He knows that you're ready for the lion to fall down and you say, hey, he goes to a different story about the Solomon and
the
Hoopo. The lovely Hoopo. Hoopo is a small teen, but he's Shahid. Shahid means the observer. The witness. We call him the bird of witness because he witnesses the Solomon. He witnesses the water underground Let's talk about RuPaul. Who is in love with RuPaul? You all should be, because that's a savior. If you want to know the RuPaul, I address you to the book of Logic of Flight. Logic of Flight, Mantavate. You call it what? Conference of Birds.
Conference of the Birds.
This Conference of Birds means putting together all different thoughts. The leader is RuPaul. Why? Because of the cold. This is the path. This path is the hair of beloved. And we need some cold to get rid of the entangled. This is that thought. The thought which is trying to get rid of entanglement. Entanglement is what? Habit. Intelligent. Hufu is not intelligent. Hufu is a lover. He is saving everyone, and he will get in 30 birds to the mountain, to the top of the mountain. With what? Influences them. In the argument, there are big birds that they cannot fly up there, and they will not go. This small bird is important. This is a thought. There is an opposite thought to this. What is that? Rain. Why? Because of their feeding habit, because of their place where they live, and all of that, we choose these different birds to represent that. The hoopoe is a free bird living in the trees and nesting in the tree. And he's the chosen one from Solomon to lead his army. The raven. First of all, it's black, total black, dark. He eats
refuse.
And he has no use for anyone. And he's not a hunter, he's a thief, mainly. So this is one kind of thing. Here in one story, one obscure story, he makes up. I never heard of this story. There are a few stories that he makes up. The rest are in Kenny Lutheran, all the books he introduced. But here you make a story that the woman would say, let me lead the army. And the raven would say, no, this is stupid, because I know the weakness of this. You will be trapped. You will fall in a trap. So Raymond is the thinking that is looking for the weak point of all other thoughts. His negativity is there. Amazingly, the woman will not defend himself. Solomon will order him to defend. Then you will hear it. And he said, what? He said, That is that consequence I was talking about. When the consequence is here, you cannot do anything about it. So that consequence will close my eyes when I'm supposed to fall in trap. But I have another eye, and he presented you with another eye. Do you remember? The eye? The special eye, the Uwa.
Is eye of certainty?
Eye of certainty.
Eye of Yakin?
Yakin.
Yakin.
Yeah. Yakin is certainty. Iqan is the holy book of one of the Islamic branches. Yakin is something that certainly you know. But remember, when you say certainty, think about uncertainty because your book hand in hand. Remember the best thing for me mathematically is when Heisenberg certainly will prove that there is no certainty. You will prove it really mathematically that you cannot prove anything. Because uncertainty is a another side of the coin. Remember, intelligence will look at one side of these coins only. And the best way to correct your thinking is, whatever you're thinking about, no matter what the subject is, turn it around. Look at the opposite side of it. If you want to help someone, turn it around and look at not helping the fellow. Look at it. Doesn't mean that you will give in to the opposite. But if you don't bring in the opposite, you miss the coin. You will suffice with the superficial information. You cannot even imagine the importance of this. Eliminate the other side of the coin. First of all, you are looking at the dictatorship. Dictatorship is a state that nobody should contradict. And if you don't contradict something, at the end of the day, you may have the illusion of being 100% right. And there is no 100% in this universe. You miss the other side. Without studying the other side of the coin, you will not understand even this side of the coin. You need the opposition. Look at you. Do you like when somebody contradicts you? That's one of the most important things to learn about this special place we make for Peter. We make his job to contradict you. And whenever you go to a Peter, you will see the rest of the book. When you finish, we started reading again, you will see that Rumi will come to this first and say, first of all, you cannot do it, someone else could do it, and be prepared. Because peer is not somebody who will inflate your ego a little bit more and give you compliment. He is a mirror, will show you your weaknesses. And that's good for you, because when you understand your weaknesses, you know where you are. Only knowing your lying, your power, the thing you could do. That's what you think about. Every single moment you think about what you could do. You don't think about what I shouldn't do. What should I stop doing? What am I doing wrong? No, never me. I'm always right. And let's go on. Find something more to do. These are the contradictions. Rumi brought it in something, he said, listen, there is a language of intimate language. It means knowing, understanding each other's language very good. But there is another language of heart, which has nothing to do with the language and a speech. That one is the better. It means when you go to your peer, you go with your heart, not with your mind. Therefore, the tongue of mutual understanding is different indeed. To be one in heart is better than to be one in tongue. Without the speech, without sign or scroll, hundreds of thousands of interpreters arise from the heart. Because that's what the heart is. The mind is precise. Therefore, if you talk to someone, somebody is helping you and leading you, there is a precision over there. So there is only one path opening with the mind. But with the heart, everything could open. You could be transformed. You could become the better of you. Therefore, Hugo will say, I have two different minds. One is yakin. Yaqeen comes from the heart, not from here. So, with that one, when I'm looking, I will see the water, even hidden under the ground. I will find the knowledge with that one. But, of course, if I look with this, I will do a little mistake.